You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream, and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to Asai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Sairam, dear listeners, so till now you heard the segment Morning Glory hosted by Sister Karuna. I hope you all enjoyed it. Well, now I am Raghu signing in from Team Radio Sai, and I will be hosting the segment Service Love in Action, which will be there till 12:30 p.m. So dear listeners, at the very outset, myself along with Brother Sunil, who will be helping me in playing the audio files from the console, and you all also join us in offering our most humble and grateful pranams at our Divine Sadguru, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, who is the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the divine message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, dear listeners, today is 25th of July, and just a couple of days back, the festival Guru Purnima just concluded. In fact, there were many cultural programs presented by the devotees of Bhagwan in Sai Kulanth Hall every evening and also in the morning. And many of you would have seen the live broadcast from our website radiosai.org. Well, dear listeners, the weather here at Ashram is quite pleasant and cool. The temperature right now may be at around 27 degrees Celsius. The summer months are over and now it's time for some rains. In fact, there has been slight drizzles from past couple of weeks. So as I said, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and in this segment we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. So let me begin by telling you an anecdote from the life story of Saint Eknath. So it seems once Saint Eknath with his many other devotees were going to Sri Rameshwaram with the holy water from Triveni to offer the holy water to the deity at Sri Rameshwaram. On the way, when they were going, the saint saw a donkey which was dying of thirst. So Sri Eknath ji had pity on the donkey and gave some water to it from the holy water which he was carrying. So the donkey felt better, and seeing this, Eknath gave away the whole holy water to the donkey, and the donkey recovered and went away. Well, the devotees who were witnessing all this argued with him that the water collected at the holy Triveni was simply wasted and the aim of the pilgrimage remained unfulfilled. To this the holy saint stated, "Dear friends, you must have heard many times that God is in all of his creation. Still you fail to acknowledge this fact and talk like an insane. In my doing so, my adoration and offering have already reached Sri Rameshwaram, and Lord Shankara has accepted my offering of water just when I gave this holy water to the donkey, because Lord is present also in the donkey." Hence, the moral of this story, dear listeners, is that selfless service and unconditional love is the way to reach out to God. One must always offer help to the needy and never expect anything in return. So, dear listeners, with that inspiration, let's begin today's segment, as always, by a Sai Bhajan. So let's listen to a Sai Bhajan, Neela Megha Shyamala, which is a bhajan on Lord Krishna, and this is from our Sai Blossom product, Bhavanjali.
Krishnaay Vasudevaay Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Shri Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Satya Sai Sundara.
ghanshyam sundara.
Saram, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12 minutes past 11 o'clock. And it's a beautiful day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. It's quite pleasant and cool. So this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And what you heard just now was a beautiful bhajan on Lord Krishna. And this bhajan was sung by Brother Kaustubh, and it is a part of the album Bhavanjali, which is a Sai Blossom product. Well, dear listeners, to know more about the various Sai Blossom products, please log on to the website saiblossom.org. There are many audio and video products as well as few books on Swami. So, well, dear listeners, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and in this segment we talk about the various seva activities done by Swami's devotees and his students all over the world. Well, it seems once Swami had asked a devotee that why he named the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization as Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization and not as Sri Satya Sai Service Organization. So Swami gave the difference between Seva and Service. What Swami told was, like if we have refrigerators, television sets at our home, and if we want to get some repair done to the refrigerator at home, we call the service engineer of the company. We call them, lodge a complaint about the repair of the refrigerator. Then what the service engineer does is that he says that he has got many such complaints with him, and he will go according to the priority. He will come to our request only at his convenience, not at our convenience. Then Swami said that seva is not like this. Seva should be done at the beneficiary's convenience. We should go to the villagers and find out what the villagers need. We should find out their requirements, their problems, and accordingly, according to their problem and their convenience, we should do the service. So Swami said this is what he expects by what he says as seva. And that's why he has named the Sai organization as Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. And in this segment, dear listeners, Service Love in Action, we try to capture the various activities done by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization all over India and all over the world. Well, this was one of the things which Swami had said about the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. Let's now listen for next 14 minutes or so a clip from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on the year 1978. And in this clip, Swami describes elaborately about the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization and about the duties of the Sevadal volunteers. So let's listen to it.
Satya Sai Samastaralo Prema Pradhanamaitanti Prananga Manam Visheshinchali.
In the Satya Sai organizations, we should regard love as the essential life-giving source.
Satya Sai samastharalo unnatundi sabhyulalo okari paina okaru dveshamo leka okari paina okaru asuyano leka okari paina okariki konni vidhamainatundi yokka bedaabhiprayamlo kaliginappudu idi kevalamu oka vidhamainatundi paapanga roopondutundi.
Amongst the members of the Satya Sai organizations, if one against another member feels any hatred or jealousy or even a difference of opinion, this will result in being a sin. This will be like betraying the organization itself. We should make an attempt to remove from us such bad thoughts. People who have such ideas and such thoughts have no right to enter the organization.
Past is past.
Knowingly or unknowingly, past has gone. Past
is past.
What has gone behind us, you may offer crores of rupees, it's not going to come back to us again. What is coming ahead of us does not belong to us. What exists at this moment is not permanent.
Kanuka, manamu దేనిని ఒక స్థిరంగా తీసుకుంటున్నాము, దేనిని మనం సత్యంగా విశ్వసిస్తున్నాము.
In this context, what is it that we are taking as permanent? What is it that we believe is truth?
గడిచిపోయినటువంటి కాలం గడిచిపోయింది. రేపటి దినం మనం ఈ పని చేస్తామని అనుకున్నప్పుడు రేపటి వరకు మనం ఈ ఉంటామనేటువంటి నమ్మకం ఏమిటి?
Past has gone. If we think that we will do something in future, tomorrow, where is the certainty that we will remain till tomorrow?
మన యొక్క సమావేశం అప్పుడే ప్రారంభమైపోయి ఒక గంట అయిపోయింది, కాళ్ల కింద నీళ్లు కదిలిపోయినట్టుగా కాలం గడిచిపోతుండాలి.
Since this meeting has started, already 1 hour has passed. Time is fleeting away like water that is flowing under our feet.
కనుక మనము గడిచిపోయినటువంటి భేదభావములకు ఏమాత్రము చింతించక, నేటి నుండి అయినా కూడాను సత్యసాయి సమస్తలు యందు అన్యోన్యమైన అనురాగమును ప్రేమతత్వమును అభివృద్ధి గావించుకుని ఈ ద్వేష అసూయ అహంకారములను నిర్మూలన చేసుకుంటారని నేను ఆశిస్తున్నాను.
Thus, not thinking about any differences of opinion that may have existed in the past, since what has passed, it is not in our hands. I am hoping, at least in future, that you will promote amongst the members of the organization mutual love and mutual acceptance.
ముఖ్యంగా సేవాధర్మలోపల పరుల దోషమును వెతుకుట కంటే తనలోనున్నటువంటి తన దోషమును వెతుకుటం అత్యవసరం.
Most importantly, amongst the members of the Sevadal, much more useful is to find the faults that exist in you rather than search for the faults in others.
Parala doshamulu vedike adhikaram evarikante dosha rahitunaku maatrame paradoshamulu vedike adhikaram untadi.
It's only one who is completely free from all faults has the right to search for faults in others.
Inka dosha rahitunu yokka gunamulu elantivi?
What are the qualities of one who is completely free from fault?
తాను దోషరహితుడు కావటం చేత అతనికి ఎక్కడ కూడా నువ్వు దోషములే కనిపించవు.
Since he is free from all faults, he will never find a fault anywhere. ఈ
దోషములో తాను ఏ రీతిగా వెతకగలడు?
How can he search for faults anywhere?
కనుక నేను దోషరహితుణ్ణి అని అనుకుంటే కూడా నువ్వు దోషాన్ని వెతికే అధికారం లేదు. నేను దోషుణ్ణి అనుకుంటే కూడా నువ్వు దోషాన్ని వెతికే అధికారం లేదు.
Thus we see, if you feel that you are free from faults, you have no right to find faults, you will not find faults.
కనుక మన దోషములను మనము చక్కగా వెతుక్కొని మనలో ఉన్నటువంటి దోషములను నిర్మూలన చేసుకుని పవిత్రతను అభివృద్ధి భావించుకోవటం అత్యవసరం.
Thus it is very necessary for us to look for the faults that exist in us, remove those faults, and thereby forget that there are faults in others too.
ఇంకా ఈ సంవత్సరంలో మరికొన్ని తప్పులు జరుగుతూనే ఉంటున్నాయి.
Further, in these organizations, some mistakes do creep in their work.
నిజముగా 10,000 మంది సేవాదళం వారు ఇందులో సమావేశమైనారంటే ఇంకా రానటువంటి వారు రాలేనటువంటి వారు అనేక మంది ఉంటున్నారు. ఇంతమంది సేవాదళ సభ్యులు ఉండినప్పటికీ ఇంతమంది సేవా సభ్యులు చేయవలసిన పని చేస్తున్నారా అనేటువంటిది ఒక అనుమానం.
Truly, if there are 10,000 members of the Sevadal here, and there are many more who have not come and who are yet to come, if there are so many people, one gets the doubt whether 10,000 people and many more are doing the work which they can do.
మనం అనేక మంది అనేక సంస్థల వారు రిపోర్ట్స్ అంతా చెప్పినప్పుడు మేము కొన్ని కొన్ని గ్రామాలంతా కూడా అడాప్ట్ చేసేసుకున్నాము, కొన్ని కొన్ని గ్రామాలు మేము ప్రత్యేకంగా తీసుకున్నాము, ఆ గ్రామాల యొక్క పరిశుద్ధిని ఆ గ్రామాల యొక్క పవిత్రతను మేము ఎంతో తీర్చిదిద్దుతున్నామని కూడాను ఈ రిపోర్ట్స్ లోపల అందించారు.
Some of them, when they presented the reports for the areas which they have adopted, they said, we have taken some villages and we have done some good work in the villages and we have removed the difficulties and the troubles that are present in these villages.
ఈ విలేజెస్ అంతా మనం తీసుకున్నాము, ఈ విలేజెస్ లో మనం చేసేటువంటి పని ఏమిటి?
We have adopted these villages. What is the kind of work which we are doing in these villages?
కొంతమంది మేము రోడ్స్ వేస్తున్నాము.
Some said that we are
కాలువలు పరిశుద్ధం చేస్తున్నాము.
Some said that
బజార్లు ఊడుస్తున్నాము.
They are cleaning the bazaar.
భజనలు చేస్తున్నాము.
They are doing bhajans.
ఉపన్యాసాలు ఇస్తున్నాము.
We are giving lectures.
ఇవి మనం చేయవలసిన సేవలు.
Is this the service which we have to do?
భూమి శుభ్రపరచవచ్చు, కాలం శుభ్రమైపోవచ్చును, ఉపన్యాసాలు చెప్పవచ్చును, వేదిక కొంచెం కష్టం కావచ్చును, దానికే ఖర్చు కావచ్చును, కానీ జనుల్లో మార్పు ఏమిటి?
You can clean the gutter, you can clean the ground, you can clean the bazaar, you can build a road, but what is the change that has come in the human beings in that village?
మానవులలోని మనసును పరివర్తన గావించినటువంటి ప్రయత్నము సేవాదల సభ్యులు చేయబట్టాలి.
The Sevadal members should undertake to change the mental attitudes and transform the minds of human
beings. అంతే కాని భౌతికమైనటువంటి ఈ పనులు కావచ్చు చేయొచ్చును. ఇవి చేయకూడదని చెప్పటం లేదు. వీటితో పాటు అవి కూడా నువ్వు మార్పు కావాలి.
Yes, you can bring about material changes. I am not saying that you should not bring about such material changes.
ఈ టంబ్లర్ లో నీరు పోసుకుని మనం తాగుతున్నాము. ఇది నీరు పోసుకుని త్రాగేటువంటి టంబ్లర్ కదా అని దీనికి చుట్టూ మాత్రమే బాగా తుడిచి పరిశుద్ధం చేసి లోపల మాత్రమే అశుద్ధంగా ఉంటుంటే దీన్ని నీరు తాగడానికి వీలవుతుందా?
We should bring about inner cleanliness as well. For instance, this is a tumbler. We take water by putting it into this tumbler, feeling that this should be clean. If you only clean the outside of the tumbler, is the water that we are going to drink from the tumbler going
lopala velapala kudanu parishuddham cheyali pratyekanga lopalane parishuddham kavali.
Inside and outside should be clean. In particular, the inside should be clean.
Kanuka ee gramamulu yokka బహిర్భాగములు ఎందు మాత్రమే పరిశుద్ధం చేస్తూ ఉంటే గ్రామముల్లో నివసించేటువంటి యొక్క వ్యక్తుల యొక్క హృదయాలు కూడా కొంచెం పరిశుద్ధం గావించుకునేటువంటి ప్రయత్నంలో మనం కొంతవరకు ముందంజ వేయాలి.
వైల్ క్లెన్సింగ్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ అపియరెన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ది విలేజ్ సచ్ ఎస్ ది రోడ్స్ అండ్ ది వాటర్ అండ్ ది గటర్స్ వీ ఆల్సో షుడ్ మేక్ అన్ అటెంప్ట్ టు క్లీన్ ది ఇన్సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది పీపుల్ హూ లివ్ ఇన్ దట్ విలేజ్.
ఒక్కొక్క పల్లె తీసుకుందాం. ఈ పల్లెలో కొన్ని వందల మందో లేక 2-3 వేల మందో ఉంటుంటారు ప్రజలు.
We'll take a village by village. In each village, there may be a few hundred people or a few thousand people.
ఈ కొన్ని వేలు కొన్ని నూర్లు ఉండేటువంటి యొక్క మనుషుల లోపల ఎన్ని దుర్గుణాలు ఉంటున్నాయి, ఎన్ని దురభ్యాసాలు ఉంటున్నాయి, ఎంత దురాచారాలు ఉంటున్నాయి అనేటువంటి దాన్ని మొట్టమొదట మనం యోచించి ఆ దురభ్యాసములను ఆ దుర్భావములను ఆ దుశ్చేష్టలను కొంతవరకు దారిలోకి తెప్పించుకునేటువంటి ప్రయత్నం చేయాలి.
Taking a few hundreds and a few thousand people, the first thing we should know is how many of them and what kind of bad qualities are present in them and what bad practices are present in these people. To some extent, we should make an attempt to remove these bad qualities and bad practices.
Rural development ani cheppali prabhutvam kodanu chaala varaku prayatnam chestundi adi kotta kolidi dhanamu vyayam chestu dani ఆ గ్రామాలకు ఏదో కొన్ని ఆసుపత్రి కట్టడమో లేక ఇంకే విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఇది అనుకూలాలు చేయటమో నీరు సప్లై చేయటమో సక్కద్దొడ్లు కట్టడమో ఇలాంటివంతా చేస్తున్నాయి. ఇది కూడా నువ్వు బాహ్యంగా అవసరమే. కానీ సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థలు ఎందు చేయవలసినటువంటి యొక్క పరిశుద్ధము ఇంకా పవిత్రమైన స్థితిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
The government of the country is also undertaking rural development, and in the name of rural development, considerable amount of money is being spent. They build hospitals, they give water supply, they give all such amenities. Those are necessary. But the members of the Satya Sai organizations, in addition to providing such facilities, should do something more.
మనం ఏ పల్లెలో ప్రవేశించినప్పటికీ ఆ పల్లెలో జరుగుతున్నటువంటి యొక్క దురభ్యాసములు ఏమిటి అని మొట్టమొదట గుర్తించాలి.
In whatever village we may enter, the first thing you should do is to recognize what are the bad practices which are amongst the people of that village.
ఎక్కడెక్కడ జూదాలు ఆడుతున్నారు?
Where are they gambling?
ఎక్కడెక్కడ ఏ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క త్రాగుడు జరుగుతుండాలి?
Where are they drinking?
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి దీని వల్ల కుటుంబాలు ఎన్ని నాశనం అయిపోతున్నాయి?
As a result of such gambling and drinking, how many families are going to ruin?
కనుక ఇలాంటివి మనం గుర్తించి వారికి చక్కని బోధలు చేస్తూ ఆ త్రాగడము మానిపించి జూదాలు మానిపించి ఇంకా అనేక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క దుశ్చింతలకు వారి కొంతవరకు సరైనటువంటి ఉపదేశములు చేసి ఆ విధమైనటువంటి మార్పులు చేయించినప్పుడే రూరల్ డెవలప్మెంట్ అనేటువంటిది జరగడానికి వీలవుతుంది. డబ్బు లోపల కూడా దుర్వినియోగం కానటువంటి యొక్క మార్గాన్ని వాళ్ళు అవలంబించడానికి కూడా అవకాశం ఉంటుంటారు.
Recognizing the places and the faults like this gambling and drinking, it's only when by good practice and preaching them that we can get rid of these bad practices like drinking and gambling. Even the money you spend will produce good results and changes in the people of the village.
Pallelo tellavari kodi gutto paatu lechi ratri 7 gantalaku vaari intiki vachi pani chestu undinappudu ఏదో 2-3 రూపాయలు సంపాదించుకుని వస్తారు. ఆ 2-3 రూపాయలు కూడా తాగటంలోనే తాను కడుపు నింపుకుంటే ఆలుబిడ్డల యొక్క పరిస్థితి ఏమిటి?
in villages, mostly the people who get up as the cock crows and they return home at 7 p.m. in the night, they earn 2 or 3 rupees. And if they spend those 2 or 3 rupees in drinking, what is to happen to the members of the family, the wife and the children?
కనుక అలాంటి వారికి మనము చక్కని బోధ చేసి వారిని ఏ రీతిగానైనా సరే ఇది చేతులు కాదు కాళ్ళు అని మనం వారిని పట్టుకునేప్పుడు వారిని ఆ విధమైన మార్పు తెప్పించుకునేటువంటి ప్రయత్నము సత్యసాయి సేవదనం వారు చేపట్టాలి.
బై అప్రోచింగ్ సచ్ పీపుల్ ప్రాపర్లీ, ఇఫ్ నెసెసరీ బై టచింగ్ దర్ ఫీట్ and not their hands, and praying to them, if they can get rid of such habits, the Satya Sai Sevadal members should undertake such transformation.
Memu konni gramalu teesukunnamu, ee gramamlo chaala abhivruddhi vachindi, chaala marpu vachindi swami ani kuda nu cheptuntaru chaala mandi.
Many say, Swami, we have been working in many villages and a lot of change has come in those villages.
Emi marpu ani prashninchinappudu andaru bhajanaku vastunnaru, andaru bhajanalu chestunnaru, andaru chakkaga anni vidhala kudanu nagara sankirtanam jarugutunnaru ani cheptunnare tappa ee nagara sankirtanam cheyatam kosamani, ee bhajanalu cheyatam kosamani, ee bhajan ledani evaru edustunnaru. Ivi aa marpulu teppinchavalsindi.
When we ask a question, what is the kind of change that has come about in the village? The answer is, several people are coming for bhajan, several people are participating in Nagar Sankirtan. What is the change that is coming about by this bhajan? Who is worrying whether they all come for bhajan or for Nagar Sankirtan?
Vaani durabhyasamunu maanpinchaka tappa taagi bhajan lo vachi tappu taalalu velchukuntu ugutu padutunte adi bhajan cheyatama.
Without giving up one's bad practice and heavily drunk, if he comes into a bhajan and if he participates in the bhajan as a drunken man, is this doing bhajan?
Vaadu bhajanaku raagapoyina paravaledu, vaani durabhyasanni maanipinchandi, adhe goppa bhakti.
He does not have to come to bhajan. Make him give up his bad practice of drinking. That alone is the biggest change that you can produce.
Kanuka ilanti దురభ్యాసములను మాన్పించేటువంటి యొక్క విషయం లోపల మన సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థల వారు ఈనాటి నుండి కొన్ని నూతనమైన పద్ధతులను అవలంబించాలి.
In eradicating such bad practices, the members of the Satya Sai Sevadal from today should undertake some new methods, some novel methods of eradicating these practices.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా, జీవులను బాధించి దేవుని పూజించినంత మాత్రం భక్తి కానేరదు.
Prema Swarupas, troubling human beings and praying to God cannot be devotion.
Mottamota manamu parulu yokka durabhyasamulanu, parulu yokka dusbhavamulanu dooram chese munduga manalo alanti durabhyasamulu lekunda chesukovali.
Before we undertake to remove the bad practices and the bad thoughts in others, the first thing we should do is that we do not have bad practices and bad thoughts in us.
Alanti vare ilanti seva samasthalo cheradanikani adhikaram untundi.
It is only such people who remove the bad practice and bad thought from themselves are entitled to join the seva samasth.
Saram, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bring you the divine message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the message of selfless service and sacrifice, the message of love. Well, till now what you heard was a clip from Bhagwan's divine discourse which he delivered in the year 1978. And in this clip, as you heard, dear listeners, Swami talked about the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and the members of the organization, that is the Sevadals. So in this clip, Swami began by saying that in Sai organization, we should have love as the life-giving force. If the members of the organization develop hatred, jealousy, then it is like a sin. This is like betraying the organization itself. We should make attempt to remove such things. Swami says, past is past. Forget the past. Forget the arguments and quarrels that you had with other members of the organization, and there should be mutual love and acceptance among the members of the organization. It is important to find fault in oneself than in finding fault in others. It is only one who is completely free from all faults that they have the right to find faults in others. Now, what are the qualities who are completely free from all faults? Swami says, if one is completely free from all faults, then he will see no faults in others. So, if you feel you are free from all faults, then you have no right to find faults in others. So that's what Swami says. In the discourse clip, Swami further gave the activities that the Satya Sai Seva organization should do. Swami said that many other government organization also does rural service. They built hospitals, free hospitals. They supply waters to the villagers. But what is the difference between the other government organization and between the Satya Sai Seva organization? Swami says, for this Swami gives the analogy of a glass of water. If there is a glass of water, it is not enough if the glass is externally clean. The water inside the glass should be clean because that's what we are going to drink. So Swami says, if when we go to the villages, there may be thousands of people in the village. So, other than cleaning the village, cleaning the roads of the village, renovating the houses of the village, it is also important to find out the bad qualities and the bad practices that the villagers are indulged in. And we should, the Sevadal volunteers of the Satya Sai Seva organization, should try to transform these villagers, should educate these villagers against the bad evils that they are indulged in and eradicate such bad practices. So this is what Swami says is the aim of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. So after listening to the discourse clip where Swami gave the qualities of a Sevadal member, now let's listen to the conversation that I had recorded with the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of the North Indian state of Punjab and also with the Sevadal coordinator of Punjab. This is the month of July, and in the second fortnight of this month, that is from 15th of this month to the end of this month, the Sevadal contingent who have come here to Prashanti Seva to render selfless service are from the state of Punjab. So I had recorded the conversation. So let's listen to this conversation wherein the state president of Punjab, Mr. V.K. Kapoor, and the Sevadal coordinator of Punjab, Mr. Maninder Singh, share with us about the various service activities that Swami's devotees and his students are involved in the state of Punjab. Well, dear listeners, Mr. V.K. Kapoor is speaking in Hindi and Maninder Singh sir spoke to us in English. So let's listen to the conversation, and this conversation I recorded just a couple of days back. Sairam sir, and welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sairam.
Sairam.
So this is a segment, Service Love in Action, and in this segment I try to capture the various service activities that Swami's devotees are undertaking all over India and around the world. In fact, Swami has given a lot of emphasis on service. Swami has always said, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, that is, service to man is service to God. And inspired by Swami's teachings on service, all over the world, Swami's devotees, in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are undertaking service activities. So I am very thankful for you both for coming here and for agreeing, for sharing with us about the various service activities that Swami's devotees in the state of Punjab are undertaking. So we'll start with you, sir. सबसे पहले आप अपने बारे में थोड़ा बोलिए सर. आप स्वामी के पास कब आए और कैसे आप स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट बने?
मैं फर्स्ट टाइम 69 में स्वामी के पास आया था.
1969.
तो मैं किसी को नहीं मानता था. हमारे एक स्टील अथॉरिटी के मैनेजर थे, उन्होंने मेरे को कई दफा कहा मेरे साथ चलो, भगवान है, ये है. मैं कहा मैं नहीं मानता किसी को जब तक मैं सामने ना देखूं. तो हम उनकी मीटिंग थी मद्रास में, हम मद्रास गए. मैं पूरा नॉन वेज था, शराब भी पीता था, सिगरेट भी पीता था, मीट भी खाता था. लेकिन भगवान के आने के बाद ऐसा भगवान ने चमत्कार किया कि सब कुछ छोड़ दिया. तो फर्स्ट टाइम जब मैं आया तो व्हाइट फील्ड स्वामी के दर्शन हुए, दर्शन करके ही मन को इतनी तसल्ली हुई.
तो 1969 को व्हाइट फील्ड गए?
व्हाइट फील्ड में. अच्छा. व्हाइट फील्ड में इतने मैं दर्शन करके मेरी तसल्ली हो गई कि ही इज गॉड.
अच्छा.
हम वापस चले गए बेंगलोर, तो हमने वहां शॉपिंग वगैरह की. उसके बाद हमने उसको श्रीनिवासन जी को बोला भी स्वामी शाम को भी आते हैं, हाँ कहते आते हैं। पांच में हमारी फ्लाइट थी, स्वामी जो कहते चार बजे आते हैं, पांच में फ्लाइट नहीं पकड़ सकते। मैं यार चलो भगवान है तो अपने आप करेंगे। हम आए व्हाइट फील्ड तो स्वामी पांच बज के पांच मिनट में बाहर आए, टाटा किया कार में कहीं चले गए। तो मैंने फिर बोला भाई चलो चले, कभी आप क्या करेंगे, फ्लाइट तो निकल गई। मैं चलो सही एयरपोर्ट गए, पहुंचे तो तीन घंटे फ्लाइट लेट। मैं वाकई ही इज गॉड।
फिर आप प्रशांत नीलम कब आए सर?
उसके बाद मैं 70 में प्रशांत नीलम आया तो मेरे को थोड़ी किडनी प्रॉब्लम हो गई थी। मैं लुधियाना में हॉस्पिटल में दाखिल था तो मैंने कहा कि मैं जब तक स्वामी के पास नहीं जाता तब तक मैं ऑपरेशन नहीं कराऊंगा। वहां से हम आए कोई यहां पहुंचे 21 तारीख को। हमें नहीं पता स्वामी का बर्थडे हो 23 तारीख को होता, कुछ नहीं मालूम था। आए तो बड़ा रास्ता, एक ही कमरे में हम 10 बंदे रुके हुए थे। जो मैं खाता था मेरे को वॉमिटिंग हो जाती थी, कुछ हजम नहीं होता था, पानी तक मेरे को हजम नहीं होता था। नेक्स्ट डे 23-24 को स्वामी आए। मैं भी लेटर लिख रहा था स्वामी, लोगों ने देखा लेटर लिख रहे, मैं भी शुरू कर दिया। स्वामी मेरे पास आए, चलो अंदर मैं और वाइफ गए
इंटरव्यू
के लिए। तो आपका किडनी डैमेज हो गया है, 15 दिन से आपने कुछ नहीं खाया, जो खाते हो वॉमिटिंग हो जाती है, आपकी किडनी खराब हो गई है।
बोलने लगे
स्वामी, अपने आप बोले, मैंने कुछ नहीं कहा। अच्छा स्वामी ठीक करता है, डोंट वरी। स्वामी ने भभूति दी, खाई थोड़ी, मेरे को ऐसा लगा मेरे में मैं ना चल सकता था, मेरा बुरा हाल था। तो फिर बोला कि इसको भभूति को बाहर जाके पानी में लेना। बाहर हम गए जहां राजू का एक ढाबा सा था, उसके पास गए, भी रोटी खानी है। कहते है, रोटी तो आप ही बना लो, हम तो बंद हो गया ढाबा। वाइफ ने अपने आप ही फिर खाना बनाया और गिलासी में पानी लिया, उसमें भभूति डाली, मैं पी गया। सर मेरे को ऐसा लगा कि मैं जिंदगी में कभी बीमार ही नहीं हुआ।
तो आप बोले सर 1970 को आप परती आए, तो उस समय परती कैसा था?
उस समय तो ना तो कुछ ये ऐसा था, बिल्कुल सिंपल था। स्वामी यहां बंदे भी 200-400-500 मैक्सिमम होते थे,
बहुत कम।
स्वामी आते थे हर के पास, लेटर ले, इंटरव्यू दे दो दो घंटे। उसके बाद स्वामी ने फिर आना मेरा शुरू, स्वामी ने दो दो घंटे इंटरव्यू, कभी रिंग दी, कभी घड़ी दी।
अच्छा।
कभी कुछ दिया।
आपको उस समय तो पंजाब से आने में भी दिक्कत हुई होगी?
दिक्कत तो ऐसी है क्योंकि वहां से हम आते थे दिल्ली, दिल्ली से आते थे धर्मवरम, धर्मवरम से और टांगा जक्का जो भी मिले वो करके बस स्टैंड पे पहुंचते, बस स्टैंड से जहां आते थे, यानी बड़ी मुश्किल होती। एक दफा तो हम यहां से चित्रावती से वो ठेला होता उस पर गए थे, भोगापट्टनम से हमने फिर बस पकड़ी। बुरा हाल था, जहां खाने को था सिर्फ, यहां साउथ इंडियन मिलता था, खाने का कुछ नहीं था, पीने का कुछ नहीं था।
लेकिन उस समय स्वामी सभी से बात करते थे?
स्वामी ने तो जंगल में मंगल कर दिया है।
तो फिर आप स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट कब बने सर, कैसा हुआ?
हाँ ऐसा, हम 77 में बर्थडे पे आए
स्वामी के, तो
स्वामी के पास, मेरे साथ पटियाला के चैल साहब और दो तीन बंदे और थे। हम कंटीन में चाय पी रहे थे तो कुटुम्बराव जी आए कंटीन में, मिस्टर कपूर कौन है? मैं सर मैं हूँ। कहते स्वामी बुला रहे हैं।
अच्छा।
मैं एकदम घबरा गया, मेरे से को गलती हुई क्या हुआ? तो मैं आश्रम पहुंचा, वो स्वामी कहते वो पूरन चंद्र हाल में चले गए। पूरन चंद्र हाल में गए तो मैं खड़ा, मैं कहा मेरे से हो गई गलती, आज मेरे को सजा मिलेगी। तो फिर कलवंत राय जी आ गए, फिर और दो तीन बंदे आ गए। फिर मैंने कहा नहीं मैं अकेला नहीं हूं, गुनाहगार और भी है। तो स्वामी ने फिर अनाउंस कर दिया, कपूर गले में हाँ डाला स्वामी के।
स्वामी बोले कि आप पंजाब के
स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट।
और कौन कौन थे सर स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट
उस समय? कलवंत राय जी थे।
वे किस स्टेट के प्रेसिडेंट हुए?
ही वॉज अपॉइंटेड स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट दिल्ली।
स्वामी अपॉइंटेड दैट टाइम। ओके।
एंड अपने हरियाणा। तो उसका मेरे को उन्होंने कर दिया पंजाब एंड J&K। तो मैं नेक्स्ट डे स्वामी के पास गया, मैं स्वामी आई एम ओनली मैट्रिक, तो आपने मेरे को बना दिया, मैं काबिल नहीं हूं। स्वामी कहते
उस समय आप कितने साल के थे?
मैं 30 साल का होंगे। तो मैंने कहा स्वामी मैं इस काबिल नहीं हूं, तो आप एक, मैंने नाम लिया हमारे जलंधर के थे और एक फिरोजपुर के थे, वो बीए थे, बीए मैंने कहा वो बीए है उनको बना दो, कहते बीए के साथ डी लगा दो। मैंने
बीए के साथ डी,
हाँ
बैड,
हाँ बैड, बहुत बैड। तो मैं गया, वो दूसरा आदमी प्रोफेसर थे प्रिंसिपल सोमनाथ जी, मैं एमए, कह उनके साथ भी डी लगा दो। क्या बना, मैं बी ए डी मैड, एम ए डी मैड, कहते वो मैड है, उसको गुस्सा बहुत आता है, वो बैड है, वो मुजरा सुनता है, तुमने करना, स्वामी करता है, करो। मैं कभी जिंदगी में स्पीच नहीं दी थी, कभी कुछ नहीं था, पहली दफा मैं बठिंडे गया, वहां हमारा आई कैंप रखा हमने।
फिर उस समय स्वामी और क्या क्या बोले सर आपको स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट होने से?
हाँ, बस ये बोले गए, तुम काम करो, डोंट वरी अबाउट एनीथिंग, स्वामी विज यू ऑलवेज, आओ काम करो। तो हमने फिर जाके पूरा जोर लगाया, काम शुरू कर दिया। जे एंड के हम चार गाड़ी लेके गए, लोग भी थे 10-12 हमारे साथ, वहां जाके समती की। फिर मैं वहां जाता था सर, मेरे को बाउंटिंग हो जाती, फिर मैं स्वामी से रिक्वेस्ट की मैं वहां नहीं जा सकता, तो वहां का आप सेपरेट बना दो,
आपका थोड़ा हेल्थ प्रॉब्लम था।
हेल्थ प्रॉब्लम, बाउंटिंग आ जाती। अच्छा, मेरे को हिल एरिया में। तो भगवान ने फिर 5 साल में रहा, फिर 82 में दूसरे को दिया, फिर तब से पंजाब में। उसके बाद फिर स्वामी ने मेरे को 75 में कहा कि उधर से कुक लेके आओ। मैं यहां 25 कुक लेके आया। तो यही हमने टेंट सा लगा के वहां से तंदूर लेके आए। तो बड़ा यानी कि हमने जब शुरू किया, स्वामी को बुलाया, स्वामी आप जरा आओ ओपनिंग करो। स्वामी आए, स्वामी ने देखा वो तंदूर इतना बड़ा है, कैसे आग में हाथ अपना डालते हो। बड़े खुश हुए। जब भी बाबा का बर्थडे,
प्रशांति
निलय में
आप टेंट लगे थे?
हाँ, ये जहां W4 है वहां पे। तो बड़े यानी कि स्वामी खुश हो गए। जब भी मैंने आना है, स्वामी ने बोलना वो कपूर आता है, वो तंदूरी ऐसे हाथ लगा के तंदूरी रोटी खाओगे, बहुत अच्छा। जब कंटीन लगती थी, बच्चे लोग सारे स्टूडेंट्स भी और भी खाना खाते, इतनी प्रसन्न। स्वामी कहते थे भी कैसा है, स्वामी वंडरफुल, बहुत अच्छा, बहुत वेरी डिलीशियस। स्वामी इतने खुश होते थे। स्वामी ने फिर कहा कि भी आप कंटीन जहां परमानेंट बनाओ। फिर मैं और पुरी साहब, कुंद्रा साहब, चार आदमी मिलके हमने ये कंटीन जो है नॉर्थ इंडियन कंटीन चालू की।
अच्छा। हाँ, तो अभी ये कौन सा साल में?
ये 95
शुरू, 90 बननी शुरू,
बननी शुरू हो गई थी 95 में।
तो स्वामी अभी बन रही थी, तो मेरे को बुलाया, चलो कंटीन। हम कंटीन गए तो स्वामी को मैंने ऐसे मेरा मोटा पकड़ा, और तो अभी बनने रही थी, हमने ईंटों गए ऐसे बना के, स्वामी गए। कितनी देर में तैयार हो गई मैं? स्वामी अभी तो टाइम लगेगा। 8 दिन में तैयार हो गई मैं? स्वामी नहीं, टाइम लगेगा। अच्छा अच्छा करो। स्वामी बड़े खुश हुए। सो स्वामी की तो लीला जो है जी, क्या बताए, एक हो तो बताए, अनगिनत है।
ओके, सो नाउ यू प्लीज टेल सर, सो यू आर दी स्टेट सेवादल कोऑर्डिनेटर फॉर पंजाब।
यस,
सो प्लीज टेल हाउ यू केम टू स्वामी एंड व्हाट इंस्पायर्ड यू टू जॉइन दी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन।
या आई हैव बीन वर्किंग इन दी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन फॉर द लास्ट आई थिंक 25 इयर्स नाउ, बट एज अ डेवोटी आई वॉज कमिंग एज अ यंग किड एंड आई थिंक सिंस 1976।
ओके,
सो दैट वॉज जस्ट यू नो देवर एक्टिविटीज at that time, and but I think that was the training period where Bhagwan spoke to us, where he inspired us just with his darshan, with his smile. And then I attended a summer course in 1978.
Okay.
Which was for students.
Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan. Okay.
In Vrindavan. The students were called from all over the country. And we were 8 or 9 students from Punjab. Swami's discourses were on Bhagavata for 1 month.
Okay.
And we used to get lectures on different cultures. It was, you know, spirituality, Indian spirituality. So we used to get lectures on the Gita, Ramayana and various other things. Yes. We listened to Mr. Kasturi at that time and very eminent speakers. So that was one very important aspect, at least in my life, of spending 1 month with Bhagwan. So the foundation was laid then. But we started Seva in 1988.
Okay.
In 1988, all the states were asked to bring Sevadal to Prashanti Nilayam. And the state presidents requested Bhagwan that we must be given an opportunity to serve. So Swami laid the foundation of the Sevadal at that time.
You are talking about Prashanti Seva.
Prashanti Seva. Prashanti Seva started in 1988.
Okay.
87 or 88. So that there were very few people used to come, about 100 or 200. So I've been coming since then. So I've done duty everywhere in the mandir and the college.
So every year you are coming from
there. Yes, yeah, since then. As far as the state is concerned, Mr. Kapoor laid the foundation stone at that time, we had about 5 or 6 samitis.
Mm.
And that's how the work began. And it was
low-key. This is in late 1970s.
Yeah. It was low-key.
Mm.
The stress was on bhajans.
Mm.
Basically, we had bhajan mandalis.
Mm.
So Thursday bhajan was, you know, the where a devotee used to come and meet. But then Swami did say ki a little bit of activity should be done.
Mm.
So like you just mentioned, a medical camp here, an eye camp. But that used to be an annual feature.
Mm. Once in a year
or something. Mm. And birthday celebrations were important. So there used to be birthday celebration at a very large scale. But it was, I think, in the late 80s.
Mm.
When Prashanti Seva started,
mm.
that time there was an awareness came that we should do some activities in the states.
Mm.
And that's when the super speciality hospital was inaugurated.
At Puttaparthi.
Oh. And Swami, at that time, I still remember his discourse in the Hillview Stadium, where he said there was a talk on Nishkam Seva.
Mm. Selfless service. Yes.
Yeah. But after that he said, even if you do selfish service, it's okay.
Oh.
You don't have to do Nishkam Seva.
Hmm.
Do selfish service. So that was a very big boost. I heard that with my own ears. And then we told everybody, look, we have to do something. Look at Swami. He's doing so much now.
Hmm.
Now there is a separate. It's not just getting interviews and, you know, having an opportunity to interact and then coming here and sitting
it's time
here.
To act.
It's time to act now. Hmm. So I think the movement actually began in the States in the 90s.
Hmm.
Late 80s and early 90s. So since then, now we have about 45 samitis. 34 bhajan mandalis, and we've covered 18 civil hospitals in Punjab.
Uh-huh.
So, government hospitals.
So what is this?
So we go there in the morning, we give a breakfast to all the indoor patients, and we are giving medicines also, as per doctor subscriptions.
So 18 hospitals.
18 hospitals.
How often you go, sir?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. Oh. Every day morning, there are duties, so Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Amritsar, Patiala, some cities, we are going thrice a week because they are not very big cities.
Okay. Mm.
But the bigger cities, we are making it a point to go every day. So government hospitals are important because, you know, all poor people come there.
Yes, sure.
So we are doing some medical work there.
Yeah,
we've got an office there also in some hospitals. The civil surgeon has given us an office.
Mm-hmm.
So Satya Sai Seva Sivasanti has an office. We've kept a fridge. We have a paramedical teams there. We have a pharmacist there. So we do.
So every day the volunteers will be on a rotation basis.
On rotation basis. Uh-huh. See, we have about 100 people involved in Jalandhar.
Okay.
So 3 people come every day.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 people come every day. But there are certain people who are coming every day because they organize them.
So what is the activity, sir, every day? What happens? What time they go?
They go at 7:30. Assemble. Omkaram. After that, porridge is served to all the patients.
Mm-hmm.
Because porridge is healthy, it's filling.
Yeah, nutritious food.
Nutritious food.
Mm.
So that is given to each and every patient at the beds.
How many patients roughly?
Roughly one hospital in the morning will have about between 400 to 450 patients.
Okay. Oh.
So it's a huge amount. So this porridge comes from 3 families.
Uh-huh.
3 people make the porridge at home, collect it in one place, pick up the vessels, and then different duties are made. So you cover the whole hospital. Mm. I mean, everybody doesn't go everywhere, but 2 people go in one direction, 2 people go in another. We cover 2 to 3 wards. It's a low cost activity. It's not a very expensive activity.
Okay.
But it's very nourishing and it's very, you know, because some patients don't have food.
Mm.
You know, they don't get food at all. So they have to eat out or the food comes from their homes. But when it comes from the home, it comes by lunch.
Mm.
So at least in the mornings, we have something.
Okay. Mm.
And medicines, of course, whatever is subscribed by the doctors, we take the slips and give those medicines. And there's a pharmacist involved.
Oh.
We are like responsible.
Okay.
Otherwise, as far as patients who don't have anybody, we even help them with their, you know, to have a bath or to do something like that.
Mm. Mm.
So we have a team for that. And if there is a unknown patient who's come from outside, we try to send him home. We try to, you know, establish his contact with his family and write a letter because the people are coming from UP, from Bihar, from other states.
So you told government hospitals, so they also may be providing something?
Well, the government, you know, the government is doing their own thing, the way they do it. They have, the doctors are there.
Okay, so you substantiate.
We just substantiate, yeah.
Okay.
So that is a major activity. Apart from that, we've adopted 37 villages under the Village Integrated Program.
Sri Satyasai Village Integrated Program. This time, this may be after 2007, 2008.
After 2007.
Okay.
Even before that, some Gram Seva was being done, but in a proper organized way, it was after 2008.
Yeah, correct. How many villages you said?
37.
Okay.
Now, this number is not very big, because even the number of devotees that we have in Punjab is not that huge. But maybe 3,000 families are involved all over the state. We are not very organized as far as our paperwork is concerned, as far as our reporting is concerned. But there is a spirit. Commitment is there. We have committed people. Devotion is there. So with that feeling of commitment and with that dedication, 37 villages have been adopted.
Okay.
Work is going on. People are going. Maybe not as per the book. But in letter and spirit. But still people are working.
So can you share some of the activities that's happening there in these 37 villages?
Medical camps. Balvikas. And we've done a very small water project, which we've just provided a water tank wherever it was like required for say 200 families or something who was little cut off from the village. We haven't put a pipeline. We just put a tap and everybody goes there and fills up a bucket each.
Okay.
Apart from that, there has been Balvikas activity.
So how often these volunteers go there?
The volunteers are going, say, only on Sundays.
Okay.
Sundays is earmarked. Some villages we go even twice a month where we feel that the activity is not that important because you can give medicines for 15 days. Because we have three rural health centers. One is in Ludhiana, one is in Hoshiarpur, and one is in Patiala. So these rural health centers are providing medicine. So the people from the villages are coming there. In each rural health centers, we have about 300 to 400 people coming, taking the medicines there. So we don't have to go to the villages.
So every day these centers are open?
Sundays. See, weekly is more practical. It's difficult to operate every day.
Yes, sir.
And you can give medicines for a week. And then after the week, the patient can come back. Then laboratory tests have to be done. So that laboratory tests are not, we can't make them happen there. So we have to go to the city.
So what are the specialties taken care in these rural centers?
See, basically we are concentrating on mother and child. As far as the women are concerned, you know, because they are not fed too well and we have to look after the girl child. So we are trying to, as far as pregnant ladies are concerned, we want to adopt them and, you know, take care of them not only till the pregnancy, but even take care of the child. So we try and make a note of that. And then, yes, of course, some villages, there are quacks who are not giving the right kind of medication. So we have to check that. We have to stop that kind of medication. And then tell people to come over to the right medicine. And like Bhagwan had said, that service for the poor, but service should not be poor.
Yes. Quality is important.
Quality is important. So we are making sure that we are not giving generic medicines. We are giving good established company medicines like Ranbaxy and others. So we have to reduce the medicine intake. That's what the people are telling us, the doctors are telling us, that it's very important to give the right kind of medication. So youngsters are also there. People are sick. Eating habits are not too good. Though our doctors are even giving talks to people that, look, we can give you medicine, but you have to look after your health. You have to reduce. You know, you're overweight and lethargic. And the other problem that we are facing now in villages is drugs. And a lot of youth are getting into this habit. It's very, very scary. And it's very important that in the least in these 37 villages, we must have a concrete program where our youth should enter the villages. We've already done that in 5 or 6 villages. Interact with the youth and try to pull them out of this. We have a doctor who's come from England and he's a specialist in this. So as many people we can try and catch hold of. We even put them in a hospital in one place.
So he's specialist in what?
Counseling these people. There is a medication also. You know, anybody who's on drugs is a patient. It's not just a habit. He has a medical problem. So you have to sort it out medically. So he has this expertise. And there is medication also, counseling plus medication can pull a youth out of drugs.
Yes.
So that is one thing which, I should not say that we are doing it in a very big way, but we made a small beginning.
Yeah,
and we are going to concentrate on that in the next couple of years. It's very important for us. Very, very important for us. And we are trying to bring as many youth with us to Prashanthi Nilayam.
Mm.
That is the biggest counseling that we can do. And we've experienced that, though it's not right also sometimes in the Sevadal, whoever is a Sevadal should be absolute, should have neat and clean habits. But sometimes they do have bad habits.
Mm.
And we put them in the canteens. We put them in places where, you know, they are not we don't put them in prominent places. But Prashanti Seva has had an impact.
Mm.
People do give up their habits.
Okay, after coming here.
Mm. We've seen it happening. We've seen people leaving alcohol, leaving smoking.
Okay, sir. About Prashanti Seva, we'll come a little later. First, about the activities happening in Punjab. So, you are telling about the SSVIP in 37 villages.
Yes.
So, any other activities you can share?
See, apart from this, we are going to a few correction homes.
What
in
is
the
it?
Cities. There are youth who have been waylaid, you know, who don't have homes or who are not on the right track.
Mm.
So the government has put up these correction homes.
Mm.
So we are visiting these homes, whether they are ladies, girls or boys. They are staying in these homes, and because they are not put in jails.
Oh.
They are not criminals also because they are not adults.
Oh.
So we are visiting these homes. We are trying to talk to them. We have some Balvikas there.
Mm.
We have some bhajans there. So this is one thing, and we've adopted 15 of them.
15 correction homes.
Uh-huh. And the government has given us permission.
Mm.
We take permission of the government.
So again, how often you go, sir?
This again is done once a week.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Once a week. So we have volunteers going once a week. And apart from that, orphanages are there. So certain orphanages, we are doing some activity. Our mahilas are going there. And we are trying to concentrate on giving them lectures or doing a bhajan or something.
Mm.
So two areas that we are doing apart from the villages. Otherwise, medical camps are going on, including these in these 37 villages.
Mm.
We have medical camps in other areas also. So a total of 145 medical camps are held every year.
Okay. Mm.
145 medical camps.
Then you are also yesterday talking about the seva happening in the Golden Temple, Amritsar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please tell about it.
Vaisa ji, ke humne wahan saath wale gaon mein kafi seva ki.
Hmm.
तो उन्होंने हमें गुरुद्वारा प्रबंधक कमेटी ने हमें बुलाया कि आप कौन हैं बुलाओ इनको उन्होंने कहा हमारे स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट कपूर साहब हैं उनको बुलाओ मैं इनको बुलाया उन्होंने बड़ी ऑनर दिया और जहां भिंडरावाला ने किया था हमारा वहां 300-400 बंदा हमारा था 200-300 बंदा उनका भी था हमें उन्होंने ऑनर किया अपने गोल्डन टेम्पल का मॉडल देके प्लस पटका और जो तलवार होती वो देके ऑनर किया कहते आज तक किसी संस्था को हमने ऑनर नहीं किया क्योंकि काम आपने इतना अच्छा किया है तो हमने आपको ऑनर किया है और ये आप काम करते रहो और हम ऑलरेडी काम कर रहे हैं
ये कब था सर कौन से
ये है अपने
2009
हां
2009 सी बिकॉज़ ऑफ द विलेज इंटीग्रेटेड प्रोग्राम अराउंड अमृतसर
ओके
With the villages that we are working in, they have recognized our activity there.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest part is like, I am a staunch Sikh.
Mm-hmm.
And I've joined the organization. And all our Balvikas is related to Sikhism.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in the curriculum. So that is a little odd. Because there is a little bit of rigidity and pragmatism in our religion. But people are accepting the fact that there is only one religion.
Mm.
Now, when we say it, it doesn't carry that much of weight. But when we are doing some activity, then people understand that yes, there is only one religion.
Mm.
So it's easy to say, but you have to do something to prove it.
Yes.
You have to actually go down to the villages, talk to these children, talk to them about Sikhism. At that time, we don't talk about Sai Baba.
हम तो गुरुद्वारे में जाके वहां उनका भजन बोलते हैं गुरुद्वारे में कोई ये नहीं कि हमने वही बोलना बाबा के ना कोई नो प्रॉब्लम बोलते हैं और इतने खुश होते हैं और हमने एक स्कूल आफ्टर स्कूल शुरू किया जी कि जब स्कूल बंद हो जाता है तब जो बच्चे होते हैं गांव के उनको वहां इकट्ठा करके घंटे दो घंटे की क्लास देते हैं एक मैं आपको बाबा का मिरेकल बताऊं अगर आपका तो 19 में स्वामी ने मेरे को कहा भाई उधर से कुक लेके आओ पंजाब से मैं स्वामी कहते हैं 100 कुक लेके आओ मैं 100 कुक लेके पंजाब से मैं 5 तारीख को चला, 15 को दिल्ली से हमने जाना था, को दिल्ली से भी कुछ मसाले वगैरह मैंने किचन का सामान लेना था तो मैं पहले आ गया। जब मैं 5 तारीख को वहां से जिंदर से चला भाई कार तो राजपुरा बीच में आता है, वहां मेरे को हार्ट प्रॉब्लम हो गई। मैं जैसे भी साथ दिल्ली पहुंचा वहां गंगाराम हॉस्पिटल में गए, वहां मिस्टर खन्ना थे मेरे दोस्त थे डॉक्टर, उन्होंने चेक करा कर 6 हफ्ते बेड रेस्ट। मैं सर मैंने 15 तारीख को तो बाबा के जाना, मेरी ड्यूटी लगाई हुई है, मैं तो रुक नहीं सकता।
आप प्रशांति सेवा के लिए आ रहे थे सर?
वर्ल्ड कॉन्फ्रेंस थी कंटीन के लिए। तो कहते आप नहीं जा सकते, मैं कहते ठीक है जी, घर चले गए हम।
वो आप वापस पंजाब गए?
नहीं वापस नहीं गया, दिल्ली में आ गया। दिल्ली मेरा छोटा लड़का काम करता है, दिल्ली उसकी फैक्ट्री है, तो वो भी कह रहे अगर नहीं जाना, मेरे लड़की के लॉज भी आ गए नहीं जाना। मैं ठीक है जी, मैंने 15 को आना, 14 तारीख को नारायण साहब को फोन किया, सेक्रेटरी साहब को, कि जी स्वामी से पूछो मेरे को ऐसे प्रॉब्लम हो गई है। कहते आप मेरे को कल 8 बजे के बाद फोन करो। ठीक है, नेक्स्ट डे मैंने उनको फोन किया, स्वामी कहते आ जाओ। मैंने वहां से लड़के को बोला भाई मेरे को स्टेज पे छोड़ा, कहते मैं नहीं छोड़ सकते आपकी।
लेकिन आप आने के कंडीशन में नहीं थे?
नहीं नहीं कंडीशन नहीं, लड़के ने मेरे को जवाब दिया आपको मैं नहीं छोड़ूंगा जी स्टेशन पे, आप कैसे जा रहे हैं? मैं कहा बेटा अगर नहीं जाओगे मैं टैक्सी बुला लूंगा। जब उसको मैंने ये कहा तो मैं उसने मेरे को स्टेशन पे छोड़ा, तो जब पांव रखा ही गाड़ी में तो गाड़ी चल पड़ी। जब मैं भोपाल पहुंचा तो मेरी फिर तबीयत खराब हो गई। तो मेरे साहब पटियाला के चाल साहब थे सरदार जी, तो मैं चाहता हूं अगर मेरे को कोई प्रॉब्लम होती है ना मेरी डेड बॉडी आप फुटाफट ले जाना, पंजाब जलंधर नहीं लेके जाना। पर मेरे को होना कुछ नहीं है, क्यों कि मेरे को भगवान ने ड्यूटी दी हुई है, पूरी कराएंगे।
भगवान बुला रहे हैं?
बुला रहे हैं। आया मैं शाम को, पहुंच गया फुटाफट्टी, शाम को बरामदे में जाके बैठे, स्वामी इंटरव्यू रूम से निकले, सीधे मेरे पास आया, कपूर कैसा है? मैं स्वामी ठीक नहीं है। स्वामी ने मेरे ऐसे चेस्ट पे हार्ट पे ऐसे हाथ फेरा और सर मैं बताऊं आपको, एकदम ऐसे काम किया जैसे 18 साल का लड़का काम करता है, 10 दिन ऐसे काम किया और आज तक मेरे को कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं हुई,
हार्ट का प्रॉब्लम नहीं है।
मैंने एक इंश्योरेंस करवानी थी फैक्ट्री की 1 करोड़ रुपए की, और कहते आपकी नहीं हो सकती। मैं क्यों जी? कहते आपकी 60 साल से उम्र ज्यादा है तो आपका तो फेल हो जाएगा। मैं कहे अगर मेरा टेस्ट वगैरह फेल हो जाएंगे तो उसकी पेमेंट 19,000 मैं कर दूंगा हॉस्पिटल की, अगर पास होगा तो आप कर देना। कहे ठीक है। हम सुबह 9 बजे चल गए, शाम को उन्होंने 5 बजे छोड़ा, सब टेस्ट ओके, नो प्रॉब्लम, इंश्योरेंस भी हो गई। सो स्वामी ने ही इज गॉड। बाकी काफी हमें ऑल इंडिया प्रेसिडेंट ने भी उत्साह किया, उन्होंने बड़ी किया हरकत, काफी जाने उन्होंने।
अगर हम स्वामी की सेवा करेंगे तो स्वामी हमारा देखभाल हमेशा करते रहेंगे,
कहने वाली बात ही नहीं है। आप तो 1 कदम बढ़ाओ वो 10 कदम आपके लिए आएंगे, आप उनके लिए 1 आंसू बहाओ आपके 100 आंसू पहुंचेंगे।
सर अबाउट दैट अमृतसर सेवा प्लीज टेल लिटिल मोर सर, व्हाट ऑल अदर एक्टिविटीज?
सी एज व्हेन वी आर वर्किंग इन अमृतसर और अराउंड अमृतसर बेसिकली इन द विलेजेस
बॉर्डर एरिया
which is the Pakistan border, the international border.
Okay.
Now, the border area is a little, it's not too developed. I mean, there is poverty still and people have a lot of problems there. We've had 2 wars there. So, the villages are also, there are certain areas where the security is so tight that the villages cannot roam around freely and work also freely in the fields. So, anyway, now our Samiti there is active. So they started going to the villages, they started doing this and that. Initially the acceptance wasn't there. That who are you? You've come from some other religion, you might convert us, whatever. But then once we got down to Sikhism as such, and once we started taking these children to Gurudwaras, and then you know the whole process started that they said that you are doing very good work. So we got an opportunity, like he said, not only they honored us there, we got an opportunity to serve inside the Golden Temple.
Golden Temple, okay. So what service was done?
The canteen service, kitchen service. Now for the kitchen, our foundation of Satya Sai Organization Punjab has been the kitchens.
लंगर गुरुओं का हमारा जो है ना जी, उन्होंने कहा हमें लंगर के लिए, तो हमें भगवान ने ड्यूटी वो ही दी लंगर की.
And Swami gave us his duty because it's in our culture, it's in our blood.
Yes.
And so even our Prashanti Seva is basically based on the kitchens. And whether whatever big duty we got in Prashanti Nilayam was again kitchen.
Cooking, yes.
Cooking.
Mm.
So cooking is our specialty. I mean, it's not a joke. You can't cook for 1 lakh people or 2 lakh people.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. And even humanly, it is not physically possible to do it. I remember the last canteen, 2010, when we were told to actually make 100,000 puris.
That was for Swami's 85th birthday.
Swami's 85th birthday. Mm-hmm. Now, the calculation was that 16th you will do this much, 17th this much, 18th this much. Now, 22nd and 23rd of November, they were expecting over 100,000 people who will have lunch and dinner here.
Mm.
So, we were just thinking that how are we going to do it? We don't have the space. We don't have so many people also. It was raining also. The wood was wet.
Oh.
And there was so much of smoke there. The ladies were, you know, 400, 500 ladies were not even comfortably, they didn't have enough space to move around.
Mm.
Because of the rain. But it happened.
Mm.
And everybody ate. And it's all there for everyone to see. So, Swami was there all the time. And I'm sure whatever shortage was there, he was covering it.
Mm, yes.
And we have felt it in the kitchens that sometimes we feel that how we're going to, we have finished work at say 1 o'clock at night. How will we start at 3 o'clock again?
Morning.
Just 2 hours of rest.
Mm.
You know, the human body cannot do so much. But it's only in Prashanti Nilayam that the human body goes beyond all limits.
Yes, yes.
That spirit is there.
Mm.
And we felt that spirit. Now the whole organization structure was basically based on the canteen work.
Mm.
So it's because of the canteen work that we could generate these 1,000 people or 1,100 people who have come to Prashanti Nilayam today.
This time, yeah.
This time.
Mm.
And these 1,100 people, there are old and new. Agreed, there will be old and new people every time. But the foundation was laid by the World Conference canteens.
Yeah.
And then we came over to security duty, into hospital duty, and we've understood everything now. And we've put our people everywhere now. We've covered all the sectors. Ganesh Gate and canteen gates, and initially nobody wanted to do security duty.
Mm.
They said send us to the kitchens. Because they found it easier and, you know.
So, as you said, Prashanti Seva from Punjab, it started in the year 1988.
In 1988, it started for the whole of India at that time.
Okay.
The roster was made. Mm-hmm. The annual roster was made. We came, I think, with about 200 people at that time.
So how it progressed from then, please tell.
We were coming with jointly with some other state because we couldn't get the numbers.
Okay, once in a year.
Once in a year, we couldn't get the numbers. We were doing duty with Himachal Pradesh, then with Kerala, then with Haryana, and Bihar. So, we were just, you know, like floating around all over the place and running around. But then we realized that we must make our presence felt in other areas also.
Mm.
We must give exposure to our young adults, leaders. So, we created a team of young leaders. And we told them that, look, this is what we have to do. You go to the outers, you go to the Hanuman temple, water tanks. Then we made a team from Ludhiana for hospital. Super speciality hospital.
Mm.
They went there in small numbers in the 90s, but then slowly they developed. And so we have that particular district is working today in the super speciality hospital.
Mm.
So district wise allocation was made, expertise was also got in, and then people started liking the duties.
Mm.
So they motivated the devotees in different areas. Look, we have to go to the hospital. We have to go to the Ganesh Gate. We have to go to the canteen gate. So we thank Bhagwan now. And it's solely because of our prayers at the
now it's all structured.
It's all structured. And we have 1,100 people here.
This time.
We are doing the whole ashram independently without any support from any state.
Mm.
So it's, I think, one of our greatest achievements. Despite the fact that...
This time also you are combined with Himachal Pradesh state.
No, independent. We are doing independent.
Oh, is it only Punjab this time?
This
only
is
Punjab.
The first time in history we are doing independent.
Sir. Oh, this year, sir?
This year. Uh-huh. And we are doing the Guru Purnima festival also, decoration also.
Mm-hmm.
We are handling all of the work. Yesterday only the South Canteen people told us to offload two trucks of rice.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that. Books and publication got two truckloads of material. So whatever work, whatever task is given to us, we never say no. No is not in our dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
It's always yes, yes, yes. And I think under the sun, we can do anything in Prashanti Nilayam.
Sir, ek aur hai, humare do school hain, Punjab mein free hain, free education, Swami ke school. Aur ek Hoshiarpur mein, wahan 450 bachche hain. और पटियाला में 345 बच्चे हैं अब टोटली फ्री है और उसको ड्रेस भी देते हैं किताबें भी सब फ्री है।
कब से ये चालू है सर?
ये चालू है जी स्कूल 10 साल हो गए।
अच्छा तो रेजिडेंशियल स्कूल है?
नो नो रेजिडेंशियल नहीं।
तो उधर एक्टिविटीज कैसे हैं सर? भजन सुवेदन?
भजन तो वो नेचुरली भजन तो है मस्त है। बाल विकास भी शुरू किया अब स्कूल में बाल विकास भी शुरू कर दिया
तो बच्चे वेदम भी चैंट करते हैं।
हाँ जी
तो वे बच्चे इधर आए हैं सर फुटाभर्ती?
फुटाभर्ती आए हैं।
अच्छा सर नाउ सर सो मेनी एक्टिविटीज आर हैपनिंग कैन यू टेल सम ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन दैट यू आर सीन इन द वॉलंटियर्स एंड ऑल्सो इन द बेनिफिशियरीज some incidents can you share with us?
Yeah, see whoever comes to Prashanti Nilayam, whoever comes to Bhagwan for the first time does come with some selfish purpose also. And I think that's very normal for everybody. Now as far as people are coming here, maybe somebody is coming to get some promotion or somebody is coming with some family problem,
health problem,
children problem, whatever, but over a period of time I have seen transformation. I have seen people changing. I have seen people not asking for anything. And Bhagwan has taught all of us that now ultimately you have to ask for me only. And when you have me, you have everything. So over a period of time, initially people were giving letters. Everybody wanted to give a letter. And suddenly one day Swami did say that how many letters can I take? Today everyone is asking, everyone wants to give a letter, everyone is coming with some issue or the other. And I remember Professor Anil Kumar saying that Swami, take only those letters which are very important or who has an emergency. And Bhagwan turned around and said, my devotees will never have an emergency.
Wow.
I will be there before they have an emergency.
That's correct.
These are all normal, small, little things which they are asking me for. And that also prayers are always answered. Well, yes, there are people who were not very interested, who were very casual, and we have seen over a period of time, they have become very good leaders. And Swami told us also once that you should develop leadership.
Yes.
And I think the biggest asset that we have a very good team of very good leaders now who are working in the field, who are doing grassroots work, who are understanding what has to be done. And as far as individual transformation, you can see it over a period of time. You can see mannerisms changing. You can see habits changing.
Yes, bad habits.
Bad habits going.
Mm.
I cannot pinpoint,
okay.
But we just generalize that overall behavior has improved. You know, that aggressive nature has come down a little. Otherwise, our people are very aggressive. They are short-tempered. So, Prashanti Nilayam, we have learned so much in Prashanti Nilayam. I am not an MBA. I cannot handle 1,100 people. But it's only in Prashanti Nilayam that we've learned the art of management.
Yes.
And it's management through love. And it's giving us joy. You know, everybody is happy. In the least that we are so happy to see people doing service so peacefully and enjoying every moment. It's not a punishment.
Punjab mein ye mashhoor hai ladne wale hain Punjab. Lekin aaj tak itni canteen lagi hain 15 baar lagi hogi kam se kam. Kabhi kisi se jhagda nahi, kabhi ko kuch nahi. Na Punjab mein na yahan kahin kuch nahi hai, bilkul calm and quiet.
Sabhi pyar se aapas mein miljul ke kaam karte hain.
Humse jo bhi bolte hain beta, pyar se karo. जो इसको सबसे पहले ये कहा था सबसे पहले बोलना तूने प्यार से है, गुस्सा करना ही नहीं है। बस गुस्सा तो मतलब कोई नहीं, भगवान ने जब हमेशा लव 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 करते हुए चले गए तो इसलिए वो जल्दी चले गए कि भाई ये प्यार तो करते नहीं लोग एक दूसरे के, इसलिए प्यार करो बस। अब स्वामी यही कहते हैं उसी से आदमी कामयाब है।
सो नाउ इन दिस चेंज सर्कमस्टेंसेस व्हेन स्वामी फिजिकल प्रेजेंस इज नॉट देयर, so are you facing any challenges in motivating the volunteers?
Definitely there is a challenge. In the first one year, 2011, we were all shocked, heartbroken. We didn't know what to do. It was even difficult for us to come here, I mean Prashanti Nilayam. But still we came in reasonably good numbers. And it was on the 15th of July when we came here, some of us didn't have the courage to go in front of the Samadhi. And we were still looking at the gate.
Samadhi
opened on the 15th of July 2011.
Yes. Guru Purnima.
So that was our first day in Seva.
Mm.
So
you all are there here.
We had a singer also from Punjab, Hans Rajans,
yes.
who gave a performance there in the evening. So at that time, most of our Sevadal sitting in the temple were always looking at the residence gate. That when will it open?
Yes, yes.
And when, you know, we'll see the most beautiful form which the world has ever seen. But anyway, now we've come to reality. The reality is that we still have Bhagwan. He was, is and will be.
Yes, correct.
That till there is life on earth, Bhagwan is here with us. In the physical body, we cannot see him. But in the metaphysical level, we have to see him now within us. We have to feel him now within us. And I'm sure that people are feeling him. But the only thing is that if we are committed, and keep telling everybody, that if we are loyal, if we are committed, and if we are dedicated, we have to show it.
Yes.
We can't just keep it within us. The whole country is going to temples and praying and doing aartis in the mornings. But we are a little different. We have to work.
Yes. Now it's the time to act.
Now it's the time to act.
Show the gratitude to Swami by our action.
Exactly, exactly.
Till now he has been telling us, teaching us, preaching to his divine discourses.
Exactly.
Now we have to show our gratitude to him by being a true Sai devotee.
Yeah, and the amount of effort he has made, the amount of pain he took onto himself.
Yes.
The amount of time he gave us, it definitely will not go waste, sir. We have to rise to the occasion and we have to go to each and every village. We have to light as many lamps as we can. We have to spread as much of love as we can.
In fact, it's quite surprising, sir. Like this year from Punjab, the number of Sevadas who have come this month is the highest, right?
Yeah, it's the highest. And we were always scared whether we'll be able to do it or not. But then we realized that no, Bhagwan is with us.
Yes.
It's he who has done it. He has motivated. I cannot, or sir cannot, or anybody cannot. You cannot even take 10 people to 100 kilometers away from their homes for a day.
In fact, that itself shows that even though there was a dip in the motivation, but still all are back to...
Definitely.
Back, sir, on their feet.
Back on their feet. Spirits are high.
Mm.
The will to work is there. Slightly we need more organizational work to be done from our side. If there is a fault, it's in the office bearers. Not in the Sevadal. The Sevadal is committed and dedicated. It is we who sometimes lack. It's we who sometimes don't do our jobs too well.
Yes.
You can say that. And I think so all of us, responsible people, district presidents, samiti conveners, we have to rise to the occasion now. We have to put in more hours of work. We have to get people together. We have to lead by setting an example.
So now, what is the future plan, sir? Can you share something?
Sir, future planning is, we are working on a new system of organizing. We are going to restructure our trust.
Mm.
We are bringing in younger people who will have a more important role to play in the decision-making process.
Mm.
And we are keeping the elderly also with us because we need their advice.
Yes,
they have a lot of experience with Bhagwan.
Yeah, experience is important.
Very important. So we need them as advisors, as, you know, helpers. But the thing is that we have to now pass on the baton to the younger generation.
That's right.
So the field work should be done by the younger people and the elders have to guide, support, and look after the back office and then motivate us to do more work. And I'm sure that it'll take some time for us, but our trust is being restructured now. Our organization is, we are coming up with new leaders. They have already performed. They have already shown their mettle here, Prashanti, and in the state. But still, it'll take another 1 or 2 years, I think, and we'll be able to do wonders. And I'm sure we'll go a long way. We'll go a long way. We have that in us. That drive is there. And though it's not very easy, it's very easy to talk. When we come to Prashanti, we are very charged. But when we go back home, then we realize that to keep up that momentum is quite difficult. But anyway, Bhagwan now is putting something in us. We are feeling that the Samadhi is really now acting as a very big powerhouse.
Yes, correct.
Because all our workers who've gone near the Samadhi, they really feel that, you know, there's something coming out of here and telling us that, look, go back and do something.
Yes.
Go back and do something. And it's a breathing Samadhi.
Yes, correct.
It's a breathing samadhi.
इस दफा जी हमारे सेवा में 70% यंग लोग आए हैं.
हाँ अच्छा.
सब ऑल यंग पीपल.
न्यू सेवादल.
न्यू सेवादल बिकॉज वी आर गेटिंग सेवादल फ्रॉम द विलेजेस वेयर वी आर वर्किंग. वी आर गेटिंग सेवादल फ्रॉम वेरियस अदर यू पीपल आर ज्वाइनिंग द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन नाउ.
करेक्ट.
न्यू पीपल आर ज्वाइनिंग द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन. व्हेन समबडी सीज अस वर्किंग इन द हॉस्पिटल दे से कैन वी ज्वाइन यू. वी से यस प्लीज कम. So we are welcoming everybody.
Yes.
Now this thing about going beyond caste, creed, religion is being accepted by a lot of people. Nobody wants to work for one small group. You know, we have the Sikh community, the Muslims. We are welcoming everybody to come and join us. What a wonderful platform we have.
Yes, correct. The goodness is there in everyone. The attitude to service is there.
Yeah.
What they require is the platform.
The platform. And I think the best platform today is the Satya Sai Seva Organization India.
इससे बढ़िया को फ्लैट है ही नहीं. बस बेस्ट.
सो बिफोर कंक्लूडिंग डू यू वांट टू शेयर समथिंग विद योर लिसनर्स.
सर इट्स ओनली अ प्रेयर दैट प्लीज हूएवर आर लिसनिंग टू अस व्हेरेवर दे आर प्लीज प्रे फॉर अस एंड वी आल्सो प्रे फॉर यू दैट लेट्स ऑल ऑफ अस गेट टुगेदर एंड बी अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस रेवोल्यूशन व्हिच इज गोइंग टू चेंज द वर्ल्ड.
ओके सर. सो थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग टू अवर स्टूडियो एंड शेयरिंग विद द लिसनर्स ऑल दिस सर्विस एक्टिविटीज इन पंजाब.
ऑल स्वामी ग्रेस. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू सर.
सैराम.
थैंक यू सर. सैराम जी.
सैराम डियर लिसनर्स यू आर ट्यून्ड टू एशिया स्ट्रीम ऑफ रेडियो साई ग्लोबल हार्मनी ब्रिंगिंग यू द मैसेज ऑफ भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा. वेल द टाइम राइट नाउ इन अवर स्टूडियो इज 12:23 PM एंड इट्स quite pleasant, cool and cloudy afternoon here at Prashant Sinhala Ashram. Well, dear listeners, this segment is Service Love in Action and I am Team Radio Sais Raghu. And till now you heard a conversation that I had a couple of days back with the State President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of the Indian State of Punjab, Mr. V.K. Kapoor, and with the Sevadal Coordinator of Punjab, that is with Mr. Maninder Singh. And in this conversation, as you heard, they shared with us the various service activities that the devotees in the state of Punjab are undertaking. So this is the month of July and today is 25th of July, and from 15th of this month to this month, and the Sevadal contingent who have come here to Prashant Nilayam for Prashanti Seva are from the state of Punjab. So I requested the state president and also the Sevadal coordinator to speak to us about the activities happening there. So this was the conversation that you heard just now. Well, dear listeners, talking about sevas, once a devotee had asked Swami, Swami, me blessings kavali Swami Maku. That is, Swami, we want your blessings. And Swami immediately responded saying, సేవ చేస్తూ ఉంటే బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆటోమేటిక్ గా వస్తూనే ఉంటాయి బంగారు. దట్ ఈస్ ఇఫ్ యు కీప్ డూయింగ్ సేవ కంటిన్యూస్లీ మై బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ విల్ కీప్ కమింగ్ ఆటోమేటిక్లీ. సో యూ సీ డియర్ లిసనర్స్, ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ బై దిస్ డెవటీస్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఆర్ అండర్టేకింగ్ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీ ఇన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ కెపాసిటీ దే క్యాన్ వెర్ ఎవర్ దే ఆర్. అండ్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ బై దిస్ దిస్ ఈస్ అవర్ హంబల్ ఎండెవర్ టు క్యాప్చర్ దీస్ service activities everywhere happening. And so in the segment Service Love in Action, we talk about the various service activities taking place all around the world. Well, the time is 12:25 and it's time for me to end this segment and sign off for today. So placing this segment at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus feet, I sign off. And in 5 minutes from now, Brother Prem and Arvind will be joining you for today's afternoon satsang. In fact, dear listeners, this morning I happened to go through today's Thursday live schedule page, which is there in our website, radiosite.org, and I saw that today Prem and Arvind are talking about the Chitravati sessions in their satsang. So I'm sure it will be very interesting. So stay tuned, don't go anywhere. And in another 5 minutes from now, they will be joining you all. Till then, please listen to this bhajan sung by Brother Ajneesh. Jai Sai Ram.
Oh. जन्म मरण में साईयो, जन्म